K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
It is a dangerous day to be a podcast because we are going to be producing the goods. Podcast 79, one more time. Here we are. Welcome, Benny.
Hey, very well could be one more time. No, good to be here on a podcast for another week.
I thought you would have liked my little opener there. Dangerous day to be a podcast.
No, I did.
Okay.
I liked it.
Oh, I thought you might have.
Do you want me to give you a bit?
Oh, I thought you might have given me a bit.
Without context, I don't think it's fair for us to spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair. Because there's a long tailwind.
Because, I mean, when you're listening to this, it might be a dangerous day for something else.
Yeah. Beer, perhaps?
A beer, maybe.
Great saying. Great saying.
Who knows?
I love when people say that.
Hey, heaps on the podcast today. Before we jump into that, you've been well? You're going well?
All good, my end. I think we should just thank our listeners. Do we ever really thank our listeners for tuning in?
I see Mum once a week. I just say to her thanks and thanks for tuning in.
We do appreciate it. And I think we don't say it enough.
Yeah, okay. Well, good on you guys. Thanks for getting this far. It's surprising you get this far.
A couple of minutes in. Yeah. We're just over a minute now. So we do thank you. And I guess that's about it. Do we jump into it now?
Without any further ado, let's jump into the podcast. Andy, I've got a story about a girl that found out her boyfriend was doing the dirty and she got revenge in her own way.
Ooh.
I know. Very good.
Looking forward to that. Also, a man has a peculiar syndrome, I guess you could say, where when he eats any type of carbohydrates, he forgets everything. We'll talk about that as well. Forgets everything.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And plus, a heap more on the podcast. Enjoy.
I'm very tentative to tell this story because, you know, we want everyone to do the right thing if you're in a relationship. You know, if you're not happy, get out. That's sort of the message.
That's the motto. You know, I've always looked at it. If I can't see myself spending the rest of my life with you, don't commit at the start.
Really?
Got to do it.
Because you've had some doozies.
Wow.
Have you just recently developed that?
You're an idiot. You are such an idiot.
Hey, a woman on TikTok has shared a video of herself.
Oh, I thought you were off TikTok.
I'm just got a news article.
You're dabbling between TikTok now, aren't you? Back on.
I'm cheating on it because I'm on Instagram Reels.
We had an intervention with you the other week.
But I'm on Reels and it's very similar to TikTok.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, so she shared herself. Look, she's caught her boyfriend doing the wrong and she has gone into his apartment to get some revenge.
Okay.
Now,
get your belongings and get out.
What do you think an appropriate revenge would be?
I've got a feeling that she set cameras up in his house.
Not to catch him.
No, but just get revenge and always just be watching him, being like, you know what? You cheated on me, your dog.
I'm now going to watch you forever.
24/7. I don't know. Is that weird? Possibly
she
a little bit weird.
She has glitter bombed the whole apartment. She has thrown bottles and bottles and bottles of glitter all over the apartment.
Oh, that is my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
That is my worst. Yuck.
It is literally, I'll show you the bedroom.
It's an absolute mess. She's done the bathroom. She's done the lounge, dining, kitchen.
Sinks there, the shoes.
And she's gone different colours as well. What's that? That's onto the couch, is it?
That's
onto
the bed.
The carpet, the bed. Oh.
So she's had a right old crack.
I hate glitter on cards. I've made it very clear to the people in my life, never get me a card with glitter on it because it makes a mess on my fingers.
Well,
I don't like it. For whatever reason, people still get me cards with glitter.
Well, because you make a deal of it. Because you say, don't get me glitter cards.
So don't do it.
Because I wouldn't get you a card. I don't buy cards.
No.
But knowing you don't like glitter cards, I buy you glitter cards. So she's absolutely gone to town on the living room, the bedroom, the bathroom.
Who thinks of that? That is sick.
It kind of is, isn't it?
Who?
But if you're the boyfriend, you kind of just have to nod your head and go, eh.
Yeah, you got me.
Yep.
You got me.
Thanks. Yep. If you feel great about it now, like we can move on.
Is that like all right, I guess now we're even. Is that how? Is that what he's saying?
Do you reckon he pulls that card? Like, all right, even.
Benny, I'm very transparent with Lou, my partner.
What does transparent mean?
Just telling her everything.
Okay.
There is one guy over in the UK, however, that has his wife fooled to an absolute T.
Perfect. It's nice to have a little gag going where they don't know.
Well, Nick Carson.
Or is this not a good one?
Nick Carson, 62 years old, has told his wife and believes that he suffers from ABS. That is auto brewery syndrome. He is saying that when he eats carbohydrates, it turns into alcohol. So the body ferments the carbohydrates and turns it into alcohol. It's apparently some rare condition.
So he's saying that when he eats food...
he becomes drunk.
He becomes drunk.
Yeah. He developed the condition after being exposed to some strong chemicals at work almost 20 years ago. He now has to carry around a breathalyzer everywhere he goes because he's not sure how drunk he's going to be when he gets behind the wheel.
I'm really struggling to follow this. Yeah. So is he having her on or does he actually have this?
He's saying he has it.
But you're saying he doesn't.
I'm saying there is no... I've never heard of ABS.
Auto braking system.
Yeah, well, I've got it in my car.
Yeah, I need your ABS.
Have you ever heard of a bloke that has a sandwich and all of a sudden is blind drunk?
Well, no, I haven't. But like, you would say, prove it. Okay. Like, eat a sandwich and blow in the breathalyzer.
One time I tried a small portion of low-fat chips and I became so intoxicated that I laid on the living room floor throwing up before eventually passing out within 40 minutes of eating the chips.
So, obviously, I'm saying this in jest, but, like, obviously, eat responsibly, of course. But
eat responsibly.
Does he have fish and chips and goes, I'm smashed?
How does he set up for a big night with the boys? You know, like, everyone else has got their beers. Everyone's bringing their slabs of beers and their vodka or whatever. And he's just got a small pack of, like, a loaf of bread or something like that.
Yeah, like...
All right, boys, let's get into it.
I've woken up in the morning before with a massive headache saying, oh, what did I drink last night? He's there with a bloated stomach going, what did I eat? Andy, we know and we're across what's happened with Donald Trump. I don't understand what being impeached means.
I'm not good with politics.
No.
I heard, though, someone said he can never run for any type of power ever again.
Yeah,
so he can't be in politics.
I'm not really sure. I'm not across it.
He is impeached, though, isn't he?
He's being impeached. I don't know what that means. Head to KROQ News.
Oh, they'll be all across that.
They know what's going on. If you want that. But yeah. I assume this happens when a family member rises to power, depending on your situation. We know that when Barack Obama was in power, his girls lived with him
in the
White House.
Yeah, yeah, with
but
his
when,
wife.
Like, Donald Trump has adult children.
Yeah.
So the US Secret Service were guarding their house.
They weren't all living in the White House?
No, because they've grown up, they're in marriages and stuff like that. But I imagine for safety reasons, the family is still protected.
Yeah, absolutely, because there would be threats on their life,
well,
I'd imagine.
Yeah, you would think there would be things like that happening. So back in September 2017, the United States Secret Service has been, looking after Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner.
Yep.
Now, they've been... at the Washington...
That's his daughter.
His daughter, Ivanka Trump, and her husband or partner, Jared Kushner. And they have a residence in Washington, D.C. Now, let me just show you it. It's not a bad little...
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a bad
yeah.
little place.
You would think, though, I was expecting a huge mansion. It looks... It doesn't stand out as a, you know, person of power's home.
It does have 6.5 bathrooms.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
So you would think it's a pretty big house. Now, the reason I mentioned the bathrooms is that the US Secret Service have had to fork out nearly $100,000 in taxpayer dollars for a rental property across the road because the Trumps refused to let the Secret Service use their bathrooms.
You're kidding.
Now, they've got 7 bathrooms.
Surely you allocate one bathroom to say, lads, this is your bathroom.
Yep.
Do what
this is
you
the
want,
one, yep.
And please spray after you do number 2.
You take care of it. You look after it. You're responsible for cleaning it. But no, they've had to pay out $100,000 in taxpayer money to rent a house next door to use the toilet.
That takes a rare type of human.
It does take a rare type of human. But also, if you're like scoping the house out and you see someone going across the road to this house, you know you've got a good 10 minutes while they're dropping a deuce. Like, you know, if you're doing your timing right,
10 minutes?
You can find some windows.
Mate, if it was me over in the facilities, you'd have 20, maybe half an hour. I get carried away on my phone. I get stuck
Instagram,
down.
TikTok, yeah, Instagram. Doing it all.
It's bad.
Yeah. Andy, doomsday, it's not far away, you know.
Now, you sound like one of those people that would have a bunker in their backyard being like, you got to get ready. We have got, you know,
you never know,
6 months worth of food down here. Some of those like tomb things, caves that they go into, are pretty incredible.
Shelters.
Shelters.
Tombs. Oh,
I don't know. Have you seen them?
No, I haven't. What I have seen, though, is that there are doomsday preppers. Have you seen that TV show?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Where people do believe that the world is ending for whatever reason, yeah, at different points. You know, the millennia came around at the year 2000. Oh. People thought that was, you know, what was it? The
Y2K bug. Yeah.
There was supposedly the meteor that was supposed to hit. I remember when I was a teenager, they created something to recreate the Big Bang in like a controlled environment.
Oh.
It was like a machine, and then they said, it, like, the world knew when it was going to happen, and everyone thought when that happened, we were
all going to die.
So there's lots of different things, and this is no different. Shane Horn from Queensland thinks that the coronavirus is going to end the world.
Now, who's Shane? Has he got a degree behind him, or is he just your average punter that lives in Queensland that's wearing thongs and drinking 4X?
You're not far off.
Yeah.
You're okay. Not far off.
All right. So this random guy's just like, you know what? COVID's going to get us.
Yeah. Now, he's racked up quite a string of offences. He has, and I guess I kind of like, and I don't support this, but I guess I kind of don't find it surprising, because if you're a doomsday prepper, and he was caught stealing. So he's stolen heaps of tools from Bunnings and he's stolen a lot of groceries.
But why wouldn't he just buy them?
Well, this is what I'm saying. I'm not encouraging it. But if you think the end of the world's not far away.
Do what you want.
So just do what you want. But if that's where your headspace is, you can understand why stealing wouldn't be an issue. Because you'd say, well, it's not going to matter.
But the awkward thing with that is, like, say he spends all his money and he goes and steals things and he's ready for when he thinks the end of the world's coming and he's sitting there waiting patiently and it doesn't happen, then what?
Cops are knocking on his door. Hey, mate, we're going to need all that stuff back. What was the tipping point? Was that he was caught ramming an adult shop. Now, in terms of prepping for doomsday, he has stolen a bunch of lingerie and toys.
Oh, yeah.
Now, to be fair, we do need to prep for our health for doomsday, but also a little bit of fun on the side as well.
When he's down in his little bunker, his tomb or whatever he's in, he's going to need to talk to something, and maybe you can talk to his blow-up dolls and everything else he's got down there.
Put some lingerie on him. treat yourself. Morning, Andy, and good morning to everyone that is prepared to fight what they believe in. Fight for what they believe in.
Yeah. A lot of people with diets.
Yep.
A lot of people that are on like a keto diet. They're like, you got to do it. It's the best thing ever.
And if that's what you want to do, I mean, I wouldn't say like lump it on people.
You've definitely done that to
me. I've never lumped anything on you.
No.
I've told you about things that I'm doing.
You try to convince me and say how good a meat-eating diet is. You're like, my uncle did it. He lost 20 kilos.
Cousin.
Was it your cousin? Yeah. It was the carnivore diet and he would eat two
kilos. I didn't tell you to do it though.
No, but you were telling me how good it was. He's like, he would eat 2 kilo steaks for breakfast.
No, I didn't say that. You're running away with the detail here, but it was bloody good. A mother of two claims that she has won $2 million in a lottery, but she can't find the ticket.
Oh.
A Queensland woman says that she bought the lottery ticket 7 years ago. So this is back in 2014.
Yeah.
And is suing the lot in an attempt to get them to hand it over. She's saying that I bought the ticket using relatives' birthdays and a wedding anniversary.
Yep.
She says, I'm not a lunatic. I'm fighting to be listened to. She strongly believes that she had it and that she's being bullied out of the winnings. She claims to be a hoarder, and that's why she thinks she's lost the ticket. She's gone to lengths as far as to include, sorry, in hiring a psychic to help her find the ticket. And she's been leaving leaflets on the cars, in the car park of the shopping centre, to say other shoppers to step forward to say, yeah, I saw her buy that ticket 7 years ago.
Now, so I've got a couple of things. So obviously the $7 million hasn't been claimed for 7 years.
Yeah.
Now, my second thing is, why has it taken so long for her to come forward?
Great call. Yep.
And also, I guarantee the Tats Lotto store, if she wasn't registered, which some people aren't registered
to buy. Sometimes
you
just buy a ticket.
You walk in. You walk in, you buy your ticket. They would have surveillance footage. They would be able to pinpoint her walking in, buying the ticket, bang, there's your proof.
Well, I don't think so. Because how long, 7 years ago, how long do you keep security footage for?
But surely after a week or so, you'd be like, oh, I had a ticket. $7 million hasn't been claimed. Where is my ticket?
The gaming company gave her and her two sons three turns each to guess the time and the date and the type of ticket. So the company were prepared to say, look, if you can tell us when you bought it,
yep,
what time you bought it, the type of ticket.
That's hard.
For $2 million, I'd have a crack.
Oh, was it? I thought you said 7 million.
No,
oh, it's taken 7 years.
Ago. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
well, I wouldn't know the time and date when I'm buying Tats Lotto tickets because I will randomly do it.
You're registered, mate.
Yeah, I know.
But you're registered.
But I don't even know what today's day is.
Anyway.
Let alone the date.
That aside, the $14 million that went off last week, I bought that ticket.
Oh, did
so
you?
If you're listening, Tats Lotto or anything like that, if you just send it to my bank.
Actually, I did. You did
you
buy it.
You won it too. Didn't you win it as well?
So we're sharing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we'll vouch
absolutely
for each other.
Yeah, exactly right. We're alibis.
We're winners! Thank you very much for getting this far. You are pretty much, wheels are down on the plane, tray tables are stowed, your window shutters have been raised, you are coming in for landing, a few moments to go, but everyone knows we got to do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Mate, this week's Thought of the Week, it's to do with haircuts.
Oh, sore point for you this week.
I say I have a special skill of being able to identify a haircut within 2 weeks. Now, it is a little bit harder when someone wears a hat and then you take your hat off and be like, you didn't recognise the haircut.
But no excuse. You've said it before and you'll say it again.
It
is
hard.
You said, I can see the sight.
It is hard.
I'm not saying it's not hard, but you've never said a hat is the issue.
Well, a hat obscures my view.
What's your thought?
My thought is, who made the blanket rule that, like, females, like the majority of females, must have long hair?
Well, you don't have to.
No, I know, but it's like, you would say 90% of females would have long hair, 10% of males have long hair. Why is that? Why can't blokes have long hair too?
Well, it's not that they can't. Anyone can.
But why do we cut our hair then?
Okay, well, buck the trend. Get a ponytail.
I've got curly hair. Doesn't work for me.
I would love to see
that.
Imagine that with long hair.
I don't think it'd be a good look.
You'd look like one of the Rolling Stones. Like, you know that
big...
Wigs.
What about one of those guys from Kiss with the big tongue?
Kiss.
Gene
that's what I'm
Simmons.
Thinking of. Did I just say the Rolling Stones?
You said Rolling Stones.
Jeez, I've made a mistake.
You've there. Done a doozy there.
Kiss, that's
all
what
right, shall we just get out of here?
Yeah,
let's all right, enjoy the podcast done. Don't
hey,
enjoy it.
Don't enjoy it. You've enjoyed it already.
Go back and enjoy some of our
we'll
old
see you
podcast
next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.